Palmetto Mornings on WRHR.
I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, hey. I'm on top of the world, hey. Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, hey. Been holding it in for a while, hey. Take you with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since a child.
Good Monday morning to you. It's 8:22. We're looking at 30 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We continue to follow up on the headlines that York Preparatory Academy has halted plans to build a second campus. We have Brian Myrup, who's the managing director of YPA, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thank you so much. I know it's been a busy last couple of days. So, Brian, if you can, let's bring our listeners up to speed about how you all came to this decision to not move forward on building this second campus.
Yeah, it sure was a tough decision. I've never seen a board meeting where we had so much, passionate discussion. I would say that basically, it comes down just to kind of two basic things. One would be rising material costs caused by inflation and supply chain issues, coupled with lost revenue caused by delays in starting construction.
So, Brian, this campus, the second campus, was to be built in the still-developed Kettlesong property in Rock Hill that still is in the very early stages of that development. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Just down off of 901 and 77 in the Rock Hill area. That's the site that we had chosen, and we were excited about it for sure.
And I believe they were excited to have you, so I don't think there was any bad blood between you guys, correct?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
Was it not feasible to look at other pieces of property to continue to build this second school, or that was just financially not a good decision?
So part of the project and part of the way we were going to be able to afford it was that we went through the process, a multi-year process, to gain approval for a USDA loan in the tune of $46 million. Which would have allowed us to finance that at a low 2% interest rate, and we'd have been able to afford the building at that point. Part of that USDA process is you go through just years and years of them vetting out the piece of property that you selected. So if we were to move on in a different piece of property, the funding mechanism which enabled us to build it would not have been in place. So we were kind of tied to the spot we chose through that funding process.
And we know that York Prep does have 1,125 students currently. That is K through 12, with a current wait list of 1,614. Mm. So what does that mean for the future of YPA? I mean, that's a great problem to have. What do you see the next 5 to 10 years looking like?
Yeah, so as we kind of reboot now and kind of circle the wagons and say, how do we best serve these, 1,600 students plus that we have on the campus and all of the people on the waiting list, the biggest question is, are there areas in our current campus right now that could use extra support? And second, are there ways that we can continue to try to expand our reach to the families that are sitting on the waiting list? I anticipate that over the coming months and year, we will identify some of those things. We don't want to rush into anything, off the bounce, however.
We're speaking with Brian Myrup. He's the managing director of York Preparatory Academy. The board of directors, they voted to stop the effort to build a second campus just due to rising material costs and lost revenue by delays in starting construction. Brian, it seemed like you got all the necessary permits, correct, by reading over this report from the school. It seemed to have been caught up with York County's requirements for a grading permit. The school said despite multiple applications last year and this year. What was the holdup there? What was the maybe miscommunication?
So it all came down to what I think is an issue between the city of Rock Hill and York County themselves. At its most simple requirement for a grading permit, York County says you have to be able to prove you have utilities going to your site. And, in most any situation, you would say, our electric's going to be provided by Duke Power, our water is going to be provided by, the city of Rock Hill, et cetera. There's not an existing water line to that spot right now. However, we did receive help and support from the city of Rock Hill that water line would be in place. And the issues that we faced over the last few years were, what would the county accept as proof that Rock Hill was going to have that utility line in place? And it went from, we had a willingness and capability letter from the city. The city council voted in open session to do it. We had, plans put forward, and every time we went back, kind of the message was, well, no, that's not enough to prove it. No, that's not enough to prove it. And in the end, Planning Commission basically voted and said, hey, look, you have to have the city come to us with their plans, and we will approve the city's engineered plans, and then we'll also make sure the city's acquired all necessary easements. And once the city of Rock Hill has done all that, well, then we'll count that as being enough.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts in that discussion there, Brian. I can hear your frustration, and I know you're looking at the future of your school. As Ashley just said, you've got a healthy student body right now and even more on a waiting list. So how do you move forward from here? Do you all get together and say, we're going to have to eventually open another school somewhere, or completely just stay on the campus where you have now and just double the size to meet the growing needs there when it comes to education that folks want to get into the school? When do you kind of map out that strategic plan?
Yeah, that'll take place over the next few months and even up to a year, I would say. Anything that we would try to grasp at, in the moment might seem like a desperate attempt. So we want to make sure that we're deliberate about it. We want to make sure that we try and find and use the lessons that we learned in this experience, which actually, wasn't as a part of this experience. We refinanced the old bonds that we had on this building, and we're saving money there for the students. So it was a process that netted us some great things for this campus as well. So I think we take those lessons. We sit and discuss how to best apply them, and we'll see what happens down the road.
And that's a great attitude to have. Yeah. And like I said earlier, it's a great problem to have, where your waiting list is more than your current enrollment. So we look forward to seeing what's going to happen out at York Prep.
Yeah, well, those in education, Brian, you know better than everyone else that you have to bob and weave and have to just able to adapt pretty quickly, for sure. I didn't realize that public charter schools, you don't have access to local tax dollars or to bond. So you can't present a bond, correct, like many of our public school districts do if they want to add on to a school or build another school to address growing needs?
That's right. So, yeah, when we use the word bond, what we're doing is we're having to basically obtain a mortgage. And the way that's done in the financial world is they sell bonds out in the public realm, and that's how it's financed. And, we pay, interest, and, just like you would on a mortgage for a house. Because we don't have local tax revenue to pay for capital expenses like buildings and facilities.
Mm. All right. Well, Brian, thanks so much for the update there. And we know, again, that you all will continue to educate the kids that you have and just be patient to those that are waiting on a waiting list, and look forward to see what the future holds for York Preparatory Academy. We certainly appreciate your time today, Brian.
Yeah, thanks. And we appreciate y'all, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.